Continuing our Indianola High School Spring Sports Spotlights, this one with Evan Baker. Evan, thank you very much for joining us. I want to go back to last season. There was a big senior class for Indianola tennis, and they all graduated, left a lot of spots open. At the end of last season, what were your thoughts heading into knowing that there was going to be your junior season upcoming?
Well, I was looking at all the seniors leaving, and I was hoping I would be able to move up and practice a lot and be able to help fill in some of the spots that we were going to be missing.
Well, with all those varsity spots, I know that there was a lot of work in the summer from Coach Busby, just kind of some going out and hitting, and then especially in the fall with the Tennis Tuesdays, I think it was. So kind of talk about your preparations heading into the off season, I think.
Mm-hmm. So during the summer, me and my friends would go play tennis a lot, and in the weeks leading up to the tennis season, we would also try and get out and get playing just to get prepared for the season.
Well, and how were those preparations going? What was your mindset like going into the spring season?
I was feeling pretty good about it. I feel like I'd improved a fair amount from the last season, and I was thinking that the season would be pretty good.
Well, I know there were some big milestones hit last year. I could think of a big win against Norwalk, you know, going towards the conference, just doing well there. What were your expectations coming into this season?
Absolutely. I was hoping we would be able to beat a few more of our opponents and score better at conference and hopefully make it onto districts and state.
What was kind of the team attitude like? Because I know, again, I talked with Coach Busby, and she talked a lot about it being just a fun and carefree atmosphere, but also that you guys knew when to take it seriously.
Absolutely. Our team is just super great because everybody there is friends with everybody. We all have a good time playing tennis. Nobody's there because they're forced to. It's just a great team to be on. And that's one of the best things about it, because we can all be friends, but we also know when we need to work hard so we can get stuff done.
Well, I know it's not an easy thing to talk about, but the season was canceled. How have you and your teammates kind of been reflecting and staying in touch a little bit during this time?
Yeah, so having the season canceled is not very good for a lot of us, especially our senior classes. I know one of my friends tore a ligament in his shoulder last season, so we ended up only playing for about a half of the season. And he's a junior this year, so he missed out on almost two whole seasons of tennis. So I feel bad about that for him. But I think even with the season canceled, most people have been keeping their spirits up. We've been playing tennis still, and we're just hoping to come back even stronger next year.
Well, now that you kind of, hey, this junior season was lost, what are your plans for your senior season? And I know I've talked to a lot of the guys and who are coming back, and they kind of say it's a renewed sense of, I got to make this one count now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I'm hoping I'll be able to practice even more, even throughout the winter, get to some indoor courts maybe. And I really want to make a big impact on my senior year and have a really good tennis season.
Well, what did this year's seniors, again, they didn't get to show it in their senior season on the court, but what did you learn from them and even last year's seniors that you're going to try and put into place for your senior year next year?
What I noticed was a lot of the seniors have been just putting in a lot of extra time. They'll stay late after practices to play games against each other, to help each other improve and stuff. And I really just hope to be able to continue that and just follow in their steps, because they provided so much great leadership and they were really good about helping teach the younger teammates all about tennis and how to improve their game.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. Obviously, best of luck over the summer, and we'll see you next spring.
Thank you very much.